It's a final edition of Austin Packer Football Rewind here for this 2021 season on myaustinminnesota.com exclusively here on AM 1480 KUS. News and Sports Director Jason Brandt, and glad to have with us one more time here this season Ed Schmidt, the head coach of the Austin Packer football team, as the Packers travel to Northfield on a Tuesday night to take on the Raiders in the Section 1-5A quarterfinals. And Ed, again, great to have you with us here again on Austin Packer Football Rewind. And I guess, we were briefly talking before we came on the air here. Two things becoming apparent, or were apparent right off the bat in that game against Northfield on Tuesday night. One, that the Raiders came to play on their home field, and two, they were not going to let Joe Walker, unfortunately for us, gain that many yards and score touchdowns like he did the first time that your two squads played here to open the season up here in Austin. And they made those 2 points readily available right off the bat, it seemed, on Tuesday night.
Yeah, they did. They were ready to play. I'll still go by what I said before we played was game plan wise. I felt really good with what we had for the offense and what we had for the defense. They came out, everything they did, and I'm not exaggerating this, but everything they did, whether it was the kickoffs, defense, offense, is everything we expected them to do. It's just that we really didn't execute what we were supposed to do. You come out, they were ready to go, and I didn't think our guys were flat or anything like that. It was just before you knew it, they had three scores on us in the first 5 minutes of the game, and our guys kind of had the heads down and had a really tough time recovering from it.
Yeah, and obviously the fumble on the first play of the game, and like you said, things kind of unfortunately snowballed from there. And obviously we both played the game, Ed, and we well know that you can be prepared. Obviously that was the case, like you said, for the Packers on Tuesday night, and teams can be prepared. But sometimes you got to tip your hat to the other team that they execute that well that they make holes for fast running backs, and they get bounces like kicks that wind up being an unintentional onside kick, and the bounces go their way. So there is that aspect of it, and that was on display too, I think, Tuesday night.
Yeah, the first play on offense for us, they kick off, we get the ball, good field position. I mean, their kicks weren't, we knew we wouldn't be able to probably run one back because they kick it to about the second line on their kickoffs. And, but like I told the team, hey, we'll take the ball anywhere from the 30 to 40 yard line. Couple of plays, you're past half field and midfield and, four down territory. So we really felt like our option play was going to be a good play for us all night long because we felt we blocked it well. We felt that they would have a tough time getting enough guys there, whether it was Jack or Joe running the ball. First play, like you said, we fumble there, and all of a sudden you have doubt in your mind of, well, maybe we can't run run the play as well as we thought, three plays later they're in the end zone, and that's the kind of the first shot, like, okay, well, let's get back on track here, and three and out, and you kick off to them and kind of bury them deep.
Yeah, back at the 5 yard line, exactly.
You feel good about that, like, okay, we changed the field position here, so let's play some defense. And four plays later, they're in the end zone again, and they have a long run, and that's kind of where the kids' heads start going down a little bit more, and then they kick off, and it hits one of the guys in the front line hits their foot, and like you said, no intention of an onside kick, it's just what they might like to do there, and they recover, and one play later, they're in the end zone, like I said, within 5 minutes, 21-0, and we just didn't recover.
Yeah, and And I don't know about yourself, Ed, but I've been in games like that where here again, you know, you come out piped up and you're ready to go, and you know, you think you're well prepared, and things just, like I said, things just don't, they just don't go your way. They snowball against you, and you know, you think you can come back, but you know, it's just like you're kind of in quicksand where you're sinking deeper and deeper. And again, unfortunately, that's part of the game, and where you just can't come back.
Yeah. And you know, you're dealing with 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids that, you know, and what I, hopefully what we taught them is that, you know, life's going to have some adversity in it, and we don't want you to, you know, be like a turtle and hide in your shell, and, mm-hmm. and you know, we want to face that adversity and you know, build some character off of those things. So that's what the message was. And And, you know, at halftime, we told the kids that, you know, it's not, can we come back? Absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's going to take, we got to score on every drive, and we got to shut them down on every drive. Mm-hmm. And that's where your back's against the wall there. And, but I, you know, we preached effort and, you know, not giving up.
Yeah, that's for sure. And looking back at the season, Ed, a lot of positives, I think, to take out of this season, and you know, seeing the different aspects of your team come along as the season went along. Obviously, the running of Joe Walker, particularly to the left side of your line throughout the season, I thought was a big plus. And watching the combination of Jack Lang and Manny Guy really come together as the season went along. Just a couple of highlights, and I'm sure you saw many other things that were very positive throughout the season. It became more positive as the season went on.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, just from, you know, your first couple of practices, you know, a couple of seniors coming out that you know, either took time off from football or never played football, and they ended up you know, becoming starters for us. You know, Joe Walker, that has worked extremely hard getting himself to where he's at. You know, before the game, the Northfield coach said, "Where's he playing college football at? Because he is one heck of a running back."
Mm-hmm.
You know, and I talked to Joe after the game and just said, "You know, what are your plans for?" and if you need anything, let me know, because I, you know, we've got the film, and coaches would love to have him. But you know, Joe is a smart kid. He says, you know, "I'm not sure if I want to, you know, play football, or if I want to do some track," or he goes, "I want to do something."
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, academics are very important to him. And like I said, Joe's no fool. But, yeah, he ran hard. Our offensive line, that time when we're clicking, it was fun to watch. You know, just him reading the blocks and the guys, you know, feeling proud for what they do. Andrew Sales and Calvin Ross worked hard in the offseason getting ready for the season.
Mm-hmm.
Two good linemen that, you know, we kind of flipped them as far as guard and tackles go. And you mentioned Jack. Jack grew as a quarterback here.
Did he ever.
He knows he had a tough night in Northfield. Missed Manny a few times, missed some other passes. But again, when you get, he got drilled a couple of times too, you know?
and that's
part of playing the quarterback too. And like I told you this way back when, the great thing is Jack just pops right back up. And,
mm-hmm.
and, most of the time he came off the field at Northfield, when I said, you know, "Jack, did you," and he would finish my sentence. He knew what mistakes he made. And as a coach, that's what you want, is a guy that didn't make excuses, takes responsibility, and, can build on what, you know, his job is as a quarterback. Manny Guy, I mean, I always kind of give him a hard time about being about 130 pounds. but that kid will go toe to toe with anybody. He's not scared. Whether it was Collins from Mankato West, you know, Manny was up to the challenge of guarding him one on one. You know, we always put him on the toughest receiver. Never complained, never asked to come out of the game. Just a tough kid, great kid.
Yeah, and listeners unfamiliar, that's the receiver going to North Dakota State. Is that correct, Ed?
Correct.
Yeah, yeah, he's pretty good.
You know, yeah, he's very good, very fast, very physical. But that, you know, we have a lot of kids like that. I mean, yeah. It's tough to go through the whole team here. But, you know, an Aiden Pepper that worked hard, played different positions for us, started at defensive end, was moved to defensive line, played linebacker. You know, we were filling gaps all year long. So just a lot of kids. Like I told him before the game, I love these guys with all my heart, and I truly mean it. And I will do anything for any of these guys that play, and whether it's needing a recommendation letter for a college or a job or anything like that. And that's, you know, when we talk about family, that's what we're trying to do, is help each other out here, you know, through life, not just through the, you know, 1 year of football.
Yeah, exactly, and I know you're showing all these guys, or teaching these guys the, like you said, you know, a family and being together, and obviously, you know, playing like that and believing, and I see that burgeoning here, Ed, and obviously as we head into the off season, you know, unfortunately, like every team, the Packers will lose some seniors, but there are a lot of guys coming back for next year. And was that one of your messages to the team after the game, that you know, we have to keep you know, building to where we want to be, and you know, getting in the weight room and things of this sort. Yep. And also you know, hopefully you know, that others that might want to play see what's going on and be a part of this too, and bring more numbers for the Packers next year.
Absolutely, yeah. I mean, you know, the first thing we do is, you know, I don't do the saying goodbye on the field. To me, that's a private thing that I want to do with the team.
Sure.
In the locker room, and we keep it that way. So all the hugs and the tears and everything were in the locker room. I just told them, you know, seniors, go take your family pictures, go, you know, hug your mom and dads, and you know, thanked them for what they gave to this program, whether it be 1 year or 4 years. You know, they put another brick in the foundation for us, and what we're trying to do here. And then I did turn my direction, you know, to the younger guys. I said, seniors, I don't want to make it seem like you're, you know, like you're dead meat to me or anything like that.
Yeah.
It's just that I looked at the younger guys and I said, our off season starts tomorrow.
Yeah.
Not saying you got to get, you know, in the weight room and lift for 12 hours or anything like that, or sit and watch a bunch of film or do drills. It's just that, you know, don't let your, you know, I have a sore foot or a sore arm or anything like that, and all of a sudden it's June when you start picking up a weight again.
Mm-hmm.
So I told them, you know, they're over there celebrating, and congrats to Northfield. I mean, again, they played well. I mean, but I said, if you want to celebrate like that, you got to put the work in.
Yeah.
And if you want to be a big dog, you got to work like a big dog. And then that's the bottom line on life.
Yeah, exactly.
You wanna be successful, you got to put the work in. So, and I was actually proud. Andrew Sales came a long way with his leadership skills this year as a captain. If you know Andrew at all, he's a big kid, strong kid, but he's very, very nice, polite, well-mannered.
Mm-hmm.
Parents did a great job raising that young man, I tell you that.
Yeah.
He didn't let like confrontation, but Andrew came out of his shell a little bit here this year with the leadership, and you know, guys in this weight room, Andrew made him run. And he was one that, when I was talking to the younger guys in the huddle, he says, he looks at him and goes, listen, there's no reason you guys can't lift in the summertime.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't have enough guys there this year. Get to the weight room, you know. And I was happy. There's a kid walking out the door that still cares about the program. So
yeah,
that's as far as our program goes, that's what we need. We got 21 juniors coming back. It'd be great to increase that number, but 21's a pretty good number. You know, we're happy with that. The problem is we only have about 7 or 8 sophomores coming.
Yeah.
So that class is, you know, we need a lot of work with that class. We need guys to recruit. They're the best recruiters. It's not me going door to door here in town. It's the kids saying, you know,
yeah,
hey,
come on and be a part of this. Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. But yeah, the weight room is huge. Coach Bodie does a great job in the weight room, has a phenomenal program. And what we preach too is this isn't just for football. It's going to help you with basketball, baseball.
Exactly. It doesn't matter what sport it might be.
Baseball that you play, wrestling, track, everything you do, it's going to help your muscle recovery, your injuries heal. So, you know, I don't want them to think that this is just for Coach Schmidt's benefit, because it's not. It's to start get their careers and get them going in the direction they want it to go.
Yeah, that's for sure. Well, that has been an honor and a privilege as always, and a lot of fun to have you with us here and work with you again here for this past season, and to have you with us on the pregame shows and here, of course, Austin Packer football rewind, and an honor for myself and us here at KAUS to be associated with your program. And it's always a lot of fun, and no place that I'd rather be. And I know that goes for you as well, as if it's Art Hass Stadium or wherever on a Friday night, that's the place to be. And like I said, We're honored to be a part of it, and it's been a lot of fun this season, and we will look forward here to a good season coming up in 2022. But thanks for everything from yourself, your staff, and your players here this year to us here at KAUS. Greatly appreciated. And again, like I said, a lot of fun to be a part of it, and we'll talk again soon.
That sounds great. I've already had kids texting me about next season, so I told them I'm already working too. I'm already doing things, and I'll sit all winter long. And but yeah, it's great to be able to talk about the pregame and then postgame things, and always a pleasure talking to you on the phone, whether it's on the air or just a couple of our little comments back and forth and some of the giggles we can have. So always a pleasure. I always look forward to it, and take care. And for one last time, go Packers, and go support the all the other sports through the rest of the year at Austin High School.
Yeah, exactly. Thanks, Ed. We'll talk again soon.
Sounds great. Thanks.